The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is drawing to a close. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from sunup until sundown. Since Islam follows the lunar calendar, the date of the fast changes every year. And this time around, it falls on the longest days of summer in Alaska, when the sun hardly sets. KSKA's Ann Hillman learned about the fast and why, for some local Muslims, that's not the obstacle they worry about.
As soon as the call to prayer begins at the masjid, or mosque, in Anchorage, Fantine Najjar offers me a plate of dates.
What we keep doing, the first things, we keep eating dates, and then we drink water, and we pray.
We chew on our fruit, then head into the small room where the women pray. This evening, Najjar and her daughter and I are alone. They face a TV screen that shows what the religious leader is doing in the men's room. In Islam, men and women pray separately. Then it's time to really eat. The table is filled with large dishes of fish, meats, and rice, many of which Najjar cooked to share. This is a time of joy for her.
When I fast, I feel really between me and God, like rest with me and God. I feel what I'm doing now, cooking, I feel happiness with this.
We settle down to eat, but here's the catch. It's only a little after 7 p.m. and the sun is still up. Yosef Barber, one of the masjid's religious leaders, explains that for communities in the far north with extreme daylight hours, Muslim scholars decided it was okay to follow the sunlight clock from Mecca, Islam's holiest city. That means fasting for about 15 hours, not 19.
We like to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything he does. So we find ourselves here in Alaska in a place that we know that the Prophet Muhammad never been in such a place. And so to fast until sunset according to the sunnah, according to the tradition, is really a guess. It's what would the Prophet Muhammad do if he was in such a place?
Barber says some people follow local time and others follow Mecca. It depends on what feels right to each person. He says the timing isn't as important as the fast itself, which helps people become more conscientious of God. And when people fast together as a community during Ramadan, which is also a season of blessing and forgiveness, they're supported through the struggle. This is Aisha Jackson's first fast. She just converted to Islam 4 months ago.
It's going good. I'm very, very happy. I feel great. So it's going. Alhamdulillah. Let's just say it was hard at first, but now I'm okay.
This year, Jackson decided to fast by Mecca time, but she doesn't think she will in the future.
I just feel that this is good. This is good, but I think Allah puts you where you're supposed to be, and you should be going with what you're supposed to be. He knows where you are, so he doesn't make anything too hard for you. So I think, you know, inshallah, you know, I'll do Alaska or local time.
For Jackson, her biggest challenge isn't the fast. It's working up the courage to wear her hijab or headscarf in public.
Yeah, with everything that's in the world, you know, and what's going on, and as for a woman, you know, you don't know who, what, when, you know, so it's a little nervous. It makes me a little fearful, but, you know, inshallah, God will make it right.
Najjar expresses similar concerns. She doesn't wear her hijab to work because people look at her differently, and she's scared that she could be fired. Her friends have similar fears and have been harassed for covering their hair. She says she already hears many negative comments about Islam and violence, especially in the wake of the Orlando attack, though Islam does not condone violence, especially against innocent people.
Always Muslim, 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 Muslim bad, Muslim bad, Muslim. What can I say? Sometimes I quiet. I get hurt feeling to say about the Islam.
Another family, who follows local time for the fast, decided not to be part of this story because they also feared community backlash against Muslims. Despite these feelings of unease in public, Najjar still comes to the masjid every night to break the fast and pray with others.
I will be so sad when Ramadan over because this is the month that God forgiveness. This is the month that God will give you more hasana, more good blessing to the person.
For Najjar and others, it's a time for community and connection, when a long summertime fast isn't a burden, but a blessing. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.